The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Children's Health Ireland, the body that's responsible for the running of most of the children's hospital in the hospitals in the country, as well as the paediatric divisions of some of the large hospitals, has had a torrid time in recent weeks. Questions over, for instance, hip dysplasia surgeries that were provided and whether or not it was appropriate that they be provided, because the disparity in numbers in some hospitals would suggest that criteria that should define whether or not such surgery would be given were missed hugely. Big questions about corporate governance, big question about corporate culture. They found themselves in the Oireachtas Health Committee today answering questions and apologising, and our own political correspondent Sean Defoe was with us. Sean, obviously an awful lot covered today. Prime amongst it, in your view, is what?
Oh, trying to pick one out is difficult. I suppose some of the stuff that we maybe didn't have a good focus on before, because an awful lot of this has gotten a large amount of airing, even in the element of the apologies that Lucy Nugent, the CEO of CHI, had to go through at the start. She had to make multiple apologies on multiple fronts. I suppose the one that caught my eye, possibly because of my own personal history, was this idea that David Cullinan, the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, discussed of a number of children who had not received urology care in a timely manner, but also hadn't received surgeries for an undescended testicle in a timely manner. And he was talking about the ramifications of that down the line for them, which include increased risk of fertility issues and increased risk of developing testicular cancer as well. And the committee basically wasn't able to say that the parents of those children who were involved had been informed of the details of an internal report that highlighted those oncology concerns, which is quite worrying. And I suppose at different parts, you just found the level of disclosure from CHI to parents and to patients and to their families was lacking in a number of different areas. I suppose to go through some of that apology as well, as I mentioned, it was on different fronts. So we had the hip dysplasia, we had the spinal springs, we had all the other sort of healthcare issues that came up. And while Lucy Nugent gave quite a fulsome apology and indeed said that these things keep her up at night, that the failings of CHI do weigh quite heavily on her, she's only in since January of this year, and the other management teams, there have been changes in the clinical structures. Even though she made a fulsome apology, many of the TDs, including Martin Daly, who is a GP himself, who has a long history of general practice, said that the elements of the apology, they just didn't go far enough.
There is no sense in your statement of the absolute gravity of what has happened. It is absolutely scandalous. A member of the medical profession, I'm not an orthopaedic surgeon, so I don't pretend to be, but I am a doctor of 40 years standing. Before I came into this job, I would have been minded to defend our profession where it could be defended. But the Thomas audit of the management of developmental dysplasia of hips and children, CHI Temple Street in Crumlin, and the National Orthopaedic Hospital in Kappa is deeply disappointing and unsettling, most especially as it follows on from the use of non-medical grade springs in spinal surgery and CHI. No one person should be thrown under the bus for this, okay? Notwithstanding, if they have a question to answer about their judgment, about their caseload, about their decision making, this is not about one surgeon. This is about a whole system failure.
Martin Daly, TD, speaking there. I take it fairly certainly that he was not the only person delivering criticism to the CHI team.
No, it was across the board. It came from many different TDs and many different fronts. As I mentioned, David Cullinan there saying it was really shocking in relation to the amount of consultation that was done with parents and with families. There was quite a bit of criticism when it came to the referring of the sort of internal report that had been done to the Gardaí. The HSE referred this summary report into culture and governance that has been published to the Gardaí. CHI, it emerged today, dispute that. They said it didn't meet the threshold when it came to some other surgeries as well. They were told that, it didn't in their mind reach the threshold for public disclosure out to people and to parents. Some of the most stinging criticism, it has to be said, came from Tom Clonan. He brought up the issue of urology waiting lists in particular. Again, this question of infertility and whether there is a question of infertility because of delayed treatment in a number of issues. CHI couldn't give a figure on how many children might be affected in that particular element, in that particular area, I suppose. And Tom Clonan said to the committee, if they were running Tato Park, he wouldn't send his children to it.
There is a very alarming issue around the urological waitlist. And there's a cohort of patients known as the Crumlin orphans who are not receiving treatment from a urological surgeon with higher specialist training for the transitional pathway treatments that they need. That is absolutely extraordinary. These are children who need surgical procedures that are routine in other jurisdictions on their little penises, on the reproductive organs of teenage girls and teenage boys. How many... Now, those children, according to the report, are reaching the transitional pathway to adult services. How many of those children have become infertile due to a lack of surgical intervention? Now, if you make a mistake, if you go to the bathroom, and you know the way you have two switches, one is for the fan and one is for the light, and you accidentally turn on the fan. Ha, I meant to turn on the light. That's a mistake. But this is a systematic and systemic failing of these children on the urology waitlist. And I raised this last year in the Shannon. In January, I raised it several times, and the minister refused to come in to the Shannon for my commencements. And it was reported by some of our journalist colleagues here. I am absolutely shocked to think that we have de facto sterilisation of disabled children in this country. That's shameful, and that is an international scandal of proportions that I struggle to find the vocabulary to describe.
Tom Clonan speaking there. Sean, when Minister Jennifer Carmichael was on my programme at the weekend, one of the things I asked her about was the fact that CHI is going to be the body, theoretically, that will be in receipt of the Children's Hospital when it is completed. And she was less than full in her enthusiasm about that transfer taking place. Were there broader questions asked about how fit for purpose CHI is?
Completely, yes. A huge amount of the questions about that. David Cullinan as well said that he was hugely concerned that the people who are in charge now and have been in charge for a number of months are the same people who are going to take over the National Children's Hospital. They did CHI defend their record. They said that clinical changes have been made to ensure that some of the mistakes that happened in the past, particularly when it came to the hip dysplasia surgeries, have been made at the moment, that they have been addressing these allegations of bullying within CHI, that there have been changes to who is, you know, rostering consultants, how they make their decision about who is going forward for surgery and how often they're doing those surgeries. But that concern is absolutely going to be there and is going to take an awful long time to be rebuilt, not only with TDs, but I think more importantly from the public and from the parents that are involved. It's an incredibly scary thing, Sean, when a child is sick. Everyone feels incredibly vulnerable at that time, and the families feel it even more so, I would argue, than when you are sick yourself. So to feel, to have any suggestion that you might be going in somewhere where you can't be 100% confident that they're getting the best care they can, it is really distressing. And one of the TDs who sort of has a foot in both camps, Brian Brennan of Fine Gael, the Wicklow Wexford TD, he said his family was one of those caught up in a recent controversy involving CHI, and he told a bit of his story to the committee today.
My story: I went to Kappa with my young child, who had an previously underlying health condition, and we sat in front of the surgeon that is on leave, and we were told that we should seriously consider surgery. I asked for the pros and cons like any other parent would. We left. We drove back to Wexford. There was hardly a word said between myself and my wife in the car. But as we drove into our house, I turned to my wife and said, "We can proceed. My young son had gone through enough. So it's with the grace of God, I'm not sitting there." It is absolutely horrific. I'm strong. People say, "Do you think about it every day?" I don't. But what I do think about every day is the parents. My God, how did this happen? I'm of the very, very firm opinion that justice must take its course. But in my opinion, if this plays out the way I think it may play out, this could be one of the biggest medical malpractices in the history of the state.
Brian Brennan there. Sean Defoe, finally, you began by explaining that CHI made a number of apologies at the start of the session. One of the reports that was done into their performance, the KPMG report that revealed significant concerns about culture and governance, did they give any outline or insight into what strategic management, governance or cultural changes would be made to address what seem like fairly deep-seated issues in the organisation?
Not in the level of detail that they would probably want from an organisation. Now, in fairness, they were under quite quick questioning because of the time limits at a lot of different stages in this. What was said was that CHI has a number of different competencies, that it isn't just the ones that have been out there in public, and that I think it was 38 or 39 other core competencies and staff areas that they have are working to a solid European or international standard. It was raised these allegations of bullying that have been contained in these reports as well, and they said that staff in those areas are in a much better place than they were, and said that some of the stuff that they were dealing with is legacy issues to before, you know, CHI was even in charge. So there was a level of assurance that those changes had been made and would continue to be made. But in terms of sort of the step-by-step guide that you're asking me for, or here's exactly what we've done, it wasn't outlined in that level of detail.
Sean, thanks very much. And Sean is going to be back in this seat tomorrow filling in for Kieran. That's Sean Defoe, News Talk political correspondent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.